In your opinion, is the consumption of biofood helpful in any way?
If you ask the question, is it helpful in any way, then I would answer it with a direct, of course. That's definitely so. And I would say that if all people would consume in a good way, of course that would be helpful. But I think it's more interesting to ask, why are people not consuming all in the way that we wish they should? And actually, is this the right angle to tackle the problems that we're facing? And I would say it's probably not the only and not the most important one.
So you still think that it's one of the ways to solve the problems that we have, right?
Yes, I think so. In many different ways. First of all, of course, it's a huge difference for those people who produce organic food. Is there a market? Are there people buying the, I would call it, better food? Or are people so in favor of, let's say, cheap industrial food that there's simply no market, so they can't sell it? And of course, this makes a difference for producers themselves. And I also think that it's important because it offers us a way to discuss our food systems. So if I'm confronted with people around me in my family who say, no, I buy food that follows, let's say, certain standards. I don't want to buy food that is produced in this and this way, and I don't want to have meat that comes from a meat factory, from industrialized, like real factories where animals are suffering in a really terrible way. I don't want to eat this anymore. Then this will lead to discussions in our society of what needs to be changed.
Do you think that the label organic really means that we can trust a company that they are producing ethically?
No. This is a very clear no. Just from the simple experience to go to a supermarket nowadays, there's a lot of really, really crap food that has a label on it now. And one of the huge problems we are having nowadays is that there are many labels that you can't trust. That's also one of the weaknesses of this whole concept, that actually it only works if you and me as consumers, if we are in the position to really know what's going on and if we can really trust the labels. But I would say that this nowadays is not at all the case. So there are many examples where really, it's not only about big corporations, but very often big corporations play a really bad role in this whole game. So many of them invented own labels to just make their shit products seem green. And most people, they simply don't know. They don't have the time, and I fully understand it, because you can't like look it up on your smartphone all the time. Maybe you don't have a smartphone. When you're in a supermarket, you're looking on a product, and they have some green-sounding whatever symbol on it. I think it's a really need to get this more codified in a way that if I see a certain label, I can trust it, that it's for a certain standard. But I think there's a certain tendency that people like to trust these things too easy.
Have you heard about biomeat option that McDonald's offers?
I haven't heard, but I'm not surprised. Let's put it like this. Organic becomes just another label. It doesn't mean that things are really better. It just means that things can be sold if you put just the name sustainable on it. I think there's the same thing with this one Coca-Cola thing that has stevia in it or whatever, and they advertise it with green. And of course, this is not healthy things. It's not. I don't know about. I think it's kind of a good news, because it also shows that there's a certain discussion going on food standards. But at the same time, I think we should like kind of ask the question, why has it become such a hip thing? And I think it's not because of animal rights or a growing support for sustainable agriculture. I think it's more about the fact that people are really more concerned about health.
Don't you think that it's quite bad to have organic food so expensive that some people can't afford it, which can create even more inequality in the world?
I think this is a very interesting aspect of organic food that is not discussed often enough, especially not by many people who consider themselves being green or having a green conscience. Most of those people are rather wealthy. This is at least what studies find. And it's a very good question, you know, like what about people who cannot afford organic food? So as much as I know, It's not the poor people who destroy the planet and who can prove this. It's those people who are more wealthy. There's some findings saying that there's a strong coincidation between green conscience and, for example, things like the carbon footprint that you have. So carbon footprint saying, like, to which amount of destruction of the earth are you personally or individually responsible for? Like, you can buy organic food, you can eat less industrial meat, and at the same time you can do this because you're rich enough, and because you're rich enough you can also spend like 2 or 3 holidays in international destinations and fly there. So many people who are feeling really green and very ecological destroy the world much more than the poorer people, and there it becomes partly really ugly in my eyes. So, like I already said, if green consumerism is used as a kind of instrument of class distinction to look down on people who are poor, you know, like buying expensive food shows to you and to others that you're more concerned about the world, and all those poorer people or who don't buy organic food, they are, you know, maybe they eat junk food, you know, like they're badly educated, then they're not they're much more responsible for the fucked up general situation, which is not true. And if we talk about prices, then I think it's, at the moment, it's not really the scandal that how expensive organic food is, but it's more scandal how cheap the other food is. I would like be in favor of a society where everyone is like rich enough to buy good food that at the same time can make sure that people who produce the food get enough of it.